Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we would like to meditate on what it means to seek protection under God's wings. And for this we take a passage, a verse from the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 12. May the Lord reward you for your deeds, and may you have a full reward from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. Under whose wings you have come for refuge. This is Boaz speaking to Ruth. And we know who Ruth is. She is a Moabite woman, a Moabite widow who followed her mother-in-law Naomi without any hope. The story is told in a very succinct, very short, a few words in the first chapter of Ruth. Naomi, with her husband and two sons, migrated from Bethlehem to Moab, the land of Moab, because there was shortage of food. There was a famine in Bethlehem. There, the two sons got married to Moabite women. But tragically, all the three men died. We don't know how and why. When the sons and the wife and the husband died, the widowed mother wanted to return to her homeland and told the two daughters-in-law to return to their own homes to get married and have families. One returned, the other said, no, I will not return. I will go where you go. I will live where you live, and I'll die where you die. And your God will be my God. That is what Ruth told the mother-in-law. So they came. So what did motivate this woman, Ruth, to follow Naomi? She had all the possibility of returning home, getting married, and being a mother, and raise a family. No, she did not want to. She decided to follow the mother-in-law who had widowed. The only motivation was love, a selfless, self-giving love for the mother-in-law. And in this love, she was motivated also by the faith. So she decided to believe in the God in whom Naomi believed. Your God will be my God. And in this God she trusted. She was not given any promise like Abraham. Abraham was called to abandon his home and his homeland and travel to an unknown land, but God had given him a promise. Here Ruth has no promise. She does not know even this God. This God did not appear to her. But she still believed in the God of Naomi. And she believed that God will give her protection. She did not wait for a prize. We should not wait for a reward. Only thing she wanted to was dedicate her life to the service of an ailing, widowed mother. And this is how God rewarded her. As she came to Bethlehem, she went out in the field, belonged to Boaz, one of the relatives of Naomi. And then it so occurred that Boaz loved this girl and he married her, and finally she became the great-great-grandmother of David and the Messiah. And to this woman, Boaz is telling, I know what you have done for your mother-in-law, and this is how you have taken refuge under the wings of God. So taking refuge under the wings of God means trusting in God, surrendering one's life in service and love. It is also take refuge under his wings. Amen.